Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I went to that eye clinic called America's Best. Bro, they are not the best. They had a sign in the office that said for an additional, I think it was like an additional $20, they can tell you if you're diabetic. Wild. You should just tell people. Like, why would you withhold that information for a 20?
April 23rd, 2025. Oh, man. It is the wake-up call.
Oh, man.
Whenever I say, oh, man, because believe it or not, I actually do say that quite a bit. It reminds me of when your daughter was little.
Yeah.
Your Abby, who's now 16.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
She'd go, man.
She'd do that. She'd go, milk. I want some milk.
She'd point, milk.
I don't know where that accent came from. She doesn't have it anymore.
No.
But it was really funny. She's just a two-year-old with just like this like all-timey newsy shucksy.
Oh, man. I remember Rolling in the Deep was her favorite song.
Yeah, she loved it. Hey, Gavin.
Now she's too cool for you.
Yeah.
Really hangs you out to dry.
Does she still lives in California? Because I wouldn't know.
Yeah, she does.
Good to know.
She's busy.
She ever thinks about me, let me know.
Sure will. Someday, maybe you'll get to see her again.
How are you guys doing?
I mean, I'm...
Oh, boy. I shouldn't have asked that.
Well, okay, a couple things. Number one, I forgot my hair clip.
Oh,
so
God damn it.
No, you're going to be eating your hair all morning.
What? But your hair's currently up.
I know. I like to do a clip in the back.
Oh.
Because I don't like the little baby hairs to fall down. Forgot that. And as we know, my body is fighting off some sort of... Probably infection.
Yeah. Well. So, yeah. Do you have a doctor's appointment, right? You do.
Yeah. Not till May 2nd, though.
May 2nd.
That's
I have big swollen lymph nodes in my neck, and it causes me a lot of pain, and just generally, I feel not well.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Just cut it out. Yeah. Cut out the lymph nodes.
Yourself?
I think you need your lymph nodes.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then don't do that.
I think she's right about that. Also, don't cut anything out of your body yourself. Just
fine.
Don't.
Fine.
Yeah. Okay. There's two things I want to get to. I want to get to this one thing first, though, because a lot of listeners were DMing me yesterday about the news that went viral about how the Academy Awards is now forcing all the members to actually watch everything before they vote. And a lot of listeners yesterday were DMing me or tagging me in other news posts on Instagram and stuff like, Gavin, what's going on here? You guys have been voting on stuff you haven't even been watching. And they're asking me because I'm a member of the Critics' Choice, which is not the Oscars. It's a different one. But we get the same number of screeners, which is like a DVD or a digital copy that you can, you know, watch on your TV of movies that either haven't come out yet or are in theaters. And the idea is that you watch them all and then you vote. Okay, so this is what I've had to... I copy and pasted so much yesterday. So I know it sounds like that if they nominate 10 movies for Best Picture, you should watch all 10 movies before you vote on Best Picture.
Yes.
That happens almost all the time, where people do watch those. What the problem is, and this is where sometimes I can understand why people roll their eyes, but it's before the nominations come out. We have to vote twice. So you vote when all the nominations come out. So somebody puts all the nominations out, and then you have to vote on who the winner is. Before that, they send you, because the Oscars do it the same way that the Critics' Choice do, they send you a blank template that just says Best Picture, 5 lines.
Okay.
And you can write whatever movie you want in there that came out that year. And then it's almost like the first round of high school superlatives. Whoever gets the most gets nominated.
Okay.
Well, the problem with that is you would have to watch every movie of the year in order to, like, you know, accurately say I voted on this before I saw everything. Does that make sense?
No. But you could write in whatever nominees you want.
Correct.
And then those become
the official nominations.
Does everybody have to watch the official nominations?
Well, now they do.
Okay, so
But there weren't many people not watching 10 movies. Does that make sense?
But there should have been zero.
There should have been zero.
Okay.
But it's not like this big prevalent thing where, like, people are only watching like 2 movies nominated. That's not what was happening. It's the pre-nomination selection. Like, that's hundreds and hundreds of hours of movies. We can't watch them all. So, like, but now the selection is like, okay, well, we're going to limit the number of screeners you get to, like, now that I don't know how they're going to do, but they're going to do that in order to reduce the number of hours of movie time you spend before the nominations even come out. Do you understand the pre-nomination part?
Okay, so the pre-nomination part is based on the screeners that you receive?
Yes.
And you can't watch every screener?
You just can't. There's not enough time.
But they were saying you have to?
The Oscars are, not the Critics' Choice.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, it's I don't know. Imagine you love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah.
Okay? But you have to eat hundreds of them before you can vote on the best peanut butter and jelly sandwich you've had.
Right. How many screeners do you get?
I would say in a given season, we get 50 to 60 screeners.
Oh. Okay. And so...
And they're movies that you've never heard
and
of.
And they're saying you have to watch all the screeners we give you.
If you're in the Academy Awards.
Right. But, yes. But now they're going to say, like, okay, maybe we're just going to give you 30.
Right. We're going to make it more manageable. But at the same time, though, make sure you watch them all before you nominate anything.
Can I tell you something?
Please.
Who cares?
Movie people do. I know that you don't like movies or watch movies.
No, it's not that. It's just like the fact that so many people are like, you said you got like so many DMs and everything.
Yeah.
The fact that so many people even care.
Right. I think it was a lot of ball busting.
Oh.
Like it was more like, not like people are like,
okay.
But I think it was a lot of like, you dummies haven't even been, like a lot of like busting my balls over like, these are your people. Just voting on stuff that they know nothing about. To which that one guy said that. Like, you're voting on stuff that you know nothing about. My response was, well, this is America.
What an interesting thing to even want to bust somebody's balls about.
I know. Well, you know, I don't know. People think it's like some sort of elite thing or something like that. And some people, it wasn't all malicious. Most of it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was just like these like two or three guys. It's always guys. That just like keyboard warriors, you know, or something like that, or pick a fight in the comment section of TMZ or something like that. So anyway, though, I just wanted to quickly address that for the record. Now we have to talk about the fact that Kevin's living arrangements have always involved someone else.
Yes.
And I don't mean in like a roommate kind of way. I mean in like a family kind of way. But you came home to something very shocking and new for you yesterday. What was it?
An empty house.
An empty house.
Bitch, like they got everything and done left.
Now, who's they?
My cousins.
Your cousins have been living with you for how long?
Over a year.
I don't know.
Maybe well even two? Over a
year. I don't keep track.
And your cousin's children.
Yes.
And this is your mother's house mm-hmm. that she was allowing them to live in. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they just...
And your mother was not living there.
No.
Right.
Okay. They just moved out.
Yeah, I came home and everything was empty.
Isn't that great?
I mean, it was great. I was kind of shook for a second, but then when I realized that I was, like, by myself, I was like, ooh,
this is a naked?
Lot of freedom. No, I'm always naked.
You think your underwear is naked?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, like...
That's not naked.
I don't want to be fully naked. What okay. if something comes flying at me and no protection?
Sure. Right.
I understand
that. It could happen at any
but
moment.
Yesterday, I made my own dinner. It was great. I had time to myself, watch TV while eating dinner. It was
did
great.
Seem at first when you were telling us about this that it like it makes you nervous.
It was nervous around like 10, 11 o'clock when I heard like sounds in the kitchen like, oh my God, who's here?
So once the sun goes down, you get scared.
Well, I'm scared of the dark.
He is scared of the dark.
And they apparently took all the night lights with them that I used to light my way around the house.
Well, they've got kids.
Okay. Those are my night lights.
All right.
Hello?
All right.
And so I needed to get around the house, so I placed nightlights around. This was the first night I had no nightlights.
Okay.
Terrifying.
I'm sure.
Every little sound I thought was a ghost. The branches on the windows terrified me.
Okay. It was windy, too.
It was.
Have you often thought your house was haunted?
Yes, but I had people around. Ghosts don't attack you when people are around.
Right. Mm. It's kind of a solo thing.
Yeah. Showering by myself was terrifying.
What?
Terrifying.
Because I shower at night and in the morning.
Right.
In the morning, it's fine because it's like, okay, I know no one's here. But at night, I just got home. I don't know who's home. Who? What if someone came into my house when I
while
wasn't listening?
While you were showering.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, because
I can't hear anything.
Right. It's messing up your senses.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
And today I had to take out the trash can. Oh, so much responsibility being a homeowner. Let me tell you that.
You're still not a homeowner.
You are so
I technically
brave.
Own this home.
You technically do not.
Technically, I do the responsibility.
You're a home dweller.
I have to go mow the lawn later.
Right.
Now, do you feel, does it hurt your feelings that your cousins just dipped on you?
Not really.
Okay.
I asked them if they needed help with the boxes 2 days ago. They said, no, we're fine. I was like, okay.
So you did know they were moving out.
Well, we always knew that they were moving out, but they didn't tell him when.
Yeah.
I just
saw boxes started to accumulate, and I was like, oh, that's nice.
Okay. Do we know where they went?
Yes.
Where? Did they get their own house?
My old house?
What?
Catch. You're telling me I just learned all this on Easter.
Your family is so odd in the amount of things you don't know about each other.
I feel like when we meet together, that's when we spill the tea.
And part of the tea was that your mother owns another home that you forgot about?
No, she's been owning that.
How many homes does your mother own?
I think like three.
Holy cow!
Is that a lot?
Yes!
Well, one's for my aunt and them.
Okay.
Right.
It's where his aunt lives with his mom. So that's one of the houses.
Okay.
Then there's the other house that the cousin apparently is moving mm-hmm. to, and then there's the house that Kevin now mm-hmm. lives in alone.
Yep.
All in Elk Grove.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We're taking over, bitches.
Apparently. Apparently. So what happens now with your house?
I don't know. It's still up in the air. But I do know I'm getting a remodel.
A remodel of what?
The house.
Somebody... What is being remodeled?
I don't know. Some guy came into the house without my permission. I guess he has the house code. And then I said, oh, who are you? And he said, I'm here to measure things.
Hold on a sec.
So he's measuring things.
You, now I understand why you're nervous. If
sure,
your mom's just giving the code out.
Go.
Yeah.
Well, he looked trustworthy. He was Vietnamese too.
Okay. Is that the only prerequisite?
I mean, no, I vetted him out too. I said, what are you doing here for? And he said, oh,
what are
I'm,
you doing
I'm measuring
here
this stuff. I was like, oh, okay.
That sounds like a thorough vetting
right,
to me.
Right, yeah.
Wow. Well, Kevin, I thought that your nervousness for living alone and showering alone in an empty house was unwarranted until you told that story
right.
about yep. how mystery contractor has the code to just come and go as he pleases.
Well, I didn't tell you what he's going to remodel.
He did, but I wasn't paying attention. I was rushing out of the house.
I see. Okay. All right. Well,
I told him to make sure to lock the doors after he was done, though.
He's not ready to live on his own.
No, we keep thinking he is, but he's not.
Yeah. So whenever we're like, oh, you know, Kevin, move out. Get a roommate. Move closer to the studio.
No roommates for me.
Right. No, no. Not going to happen. Just contractors.
Right. And cousins.
106.5 VN. Gavin's phone scams
on the 10th. We're calling Stacy today at the request of her best friend. Stacy works at a big box store, so I am calling as Cannon with a K to say that, you know, now that we're a couple days removed from Easter, I'm still having an issue with whatever the hell dye they sold me. It's all over my hands. Here's the phone scam.
Gavin's phone scam.
Uh-oh, let's try that again.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Thank you for calling. This is Stacy. How can I help you?
What's up, lady? This is Cannon, and I've called many times before, and I'm just calling to say that I'm having an issue. Not like the last time. Okay, this time it's Easter related.
Okay.
So I was decorating Easter eggs for an Easter egg hunt. And it has been a couple days now since I have dyed these eggs, and the dye came from you guys, and it is still like all over my fingers and my hands, and now it's getting awkward for me.
Okay, did you wash your hands?
Did I wash my hands? Yeah, of course I wash my hands. I wash my hands like 17 times a day.
Okay, so you're saying it stained your hands?
Yeah, my hands are all, they're like a brownish purple.
I've never heard of this before. I've never had a complaint about this. And
well,
I've
maybe it's because you've never heard, I bought Paws. That was the brand that I bought for the Easter egg dyeing. Paws.
Yeah, no, that's supposed to just wash off. I mean, little kids use this.
Right. Well, I'm not a little kid.
Stain your hands.
But I'm not a little kid, so maybe that's okay. Where we ran into a problem.
I don't think it's that. I think maybe you didn't use soap. Maybe you just rinsed your hands. I mean,
well,
I've never heard of this complaint.
The problem now, though, is that it's getting in the way of my life. Like, I'm a very, very successful supplement salesman. People aren't taking me seriously because they think I've got hypothermia, like all over my hands. They think something's wrong with me. You know, they're not gonna buy protein and protein and creatine and all that stuff like the BCAAs. Like, how am I gonna move that product if people think I'm some sort of clown? And then here's the other.
I don't think anyone thinks you're a clown. I think, I think you're not properly washing your hands. This should come right off with soap and water.
It should, but it's
your hands.
It's not coming right off, though. That's my point, okay?
Okay, so after you dyed these Easter eggs,
right.
just walk me through this. What happened? What was the day like?
Okay, I'm glad that you asked. So I dyed the eggs. I put them in a bowl, and I put them in the fridge, okay? Then I went and I made myself a bologna sandwich. And I know what you're thinking. Bologna's probably not super healthy, Cannon. Aren't you ripped? Yes, I am. It's all I have. Then I went and I watched an episode of House of the Dragon. I've already seen the first season, but this one was really hot. Then
okay, can you just then I started point. I'm so sorry
and then I dropped a big bottle of iodine that I had in my garage and it got all over my pants and I had to clean it up quickly with some paper towels and
you dropped iodine after you used the Easter egg dye?
Yeah.
Okay, so did you ever consider the fact that that could be staining your hands and it's not the Easter egg dye? Did you ever think about that for a second? Iodine stains on the skin.
Well,
so
but we don't.
Why would you think that it's the Easter egg dye? I've never in 10 years of working here ever had a complaint about Easter egg dye. It's clearly the iodine.
But the dye stains the eggs, and that's like a shell, and my skin's like a shell.
I think you need to understand that iodine is what stained your hands. I can't help you. I can only help you with an item that you purchased here at. And I have to tell you, sir, I have a long line that is just waiting for me. So there's nothing I can do to help you.
It's affecting my love life, too. Like, I can't get a date unless, I mean, you understand me. Do you want to go out? Like, you sound hot.
No, I'm married with children. Oh, I'm not interested. Right. I'm interested in helping the customers that are waiting in line. See. That's what I'm interested in doing.
That's what it is. All right. Yeah. Well, then, let me just tell you one more thing before I get going. None of this has been real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call. I apologize, but Carrie, your best friend, she emailed me and wanted me to phone scam you.
Are you serious?
I'm sorry that I called during a busy time, though. I apologize.
Oh, my God. Customers are looking at me like I have 10 heads because I have just been trying to hold in, this anger.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
And you call 916-909-1065 to play Married Name Upgrade Downgrade, where you tell us your maiden name and your married name. Okay. 916-909-1065. One of the greatest games you'll ever hear. Fact. Bailey, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What is your maiden name?
O'Farrell.
Bailey O'Farrell.
O'Farrell. Wow.
That sounds all like a made-up name.
It does. It sounds like, oh, God, did you see the O'Farrelly brothers are back in town?
It's too perfect, especially to pair it up with Bailey.
Yeah.
It's like if AI came up with an Irish woman, they'd name her Bailey O'Farrell.
That's so true.
All right. And what is your married name?
It's Willis.
Willis. Mm. Now, I met your husband. He's very nice.
It doesn't matter. We don't care about that.
But that is a downgrade.
That is a waste of space.
Yeah. Bailey.
Bailey. What is his first name?
Jason.
Jason O'Farrell is a cool name.
Jason O'Farrell is very cool.
It's cooler than Jason
That's
Willis.
What I said.
He has his own bar.
Yo, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, he always... Oh, he keeps employing the riffraff that works there, but they're all a big pain in his ass.
And he's the only guy who can pull off one of those ridiculous little Irish caps.
Yep. Yeah, always has a towel over his shoulder.
Yep.
What can I get you?
Cleaning the same glass for 3 years. This was a downgrade, and it's very unfortunate. How long have you guys been married?
13 years.
Oh, it's too long to go back
too
now.
Late now.
All right. Well... thank you so much, and it was very nice to meet you as well. Thank you for listening, Bailey.
Gavin, can I ask you one thing? Do you remember I told you today's my son's birthday? I've got him right here.
That's right.
Oh, God. Okay, so is he Willis as well?
He is Willis. He should be Seth O'Farrell, but he's Seth Willis.
Seth O'Farrell sounds really
Seth
cool.
O'Farrell.
Seth Willis is just like, meh.
Yeah.
But how old is Seth Willis?
How old are you today?
11. 11.
Very deep voice for 11. No, wow.
That's because that, you know why?
The O'Farrells.
That's the O'Farrell in him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hairy chest probably too. Right. Happy birthday, buddy. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Now let's talk to Shelby. Good morning, Shelby.
Shalini.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Listen, with a name like Shalini, if anybody even comes close with a Shelby Shelley or something, you should just say, yeah.
Okay, so Shalini?
Yeah.
Man, the fact that you weren't Shalini O'Farrell is...
Shalini is what Irish people chase away snakes with.
Yeah, okay. Shalini, what is your maiden name?
Chandra.
Shalini Chandra?
Come on!
Shalini Chandra.
The fact that your name is in Chandra Shalini makes no sense to me.
I like that a lot. What is
Shalini Chandra.
What's your married name?
Sing.
No, Sing or Fang?
Sing, F-I-N-G-H.
Okay.
G-H too, That's like, is that kind of like Smith?
Yes.
Very common. Yeah.
You know.
It's a downgrade.
Well, hold on.
Shalini Sing?
Okay, first of all, Shalini Singh is a great name.
I guess, actually, as I'm saying it out loud, it really is. I got hung up on the fact that it's like Smith because it's such a common name.
No.
I am going to let it go.
Feel it. Say it and feel it.
Shalini Singh sounds like a Broadway musical.
It sounds like a Broadway star.
Yes.
Okay, now, I just want to throw this out there. Shalini Chandra Singh. No. You know what? I wish I could take it back.
I wish everybody could have seen Katie's face. She looked like she threw up in her mouth when she said all
three. Right, I hated it. Shalini Singh.
That's an upgrade. Thank you so much. You want to talk to Veronica, Amy, or Bianca?
Veronica.
Oh, Veronica. All right. Good morning, Veronica.
Hi, good morning.
Maiden name.
Maiden name is Velasquez.
Oh. Veronica Velasquez?
Yes.
Oh. I love alliteration.
And that is a sexy name.
Now, here's the only problem with double Vs. It looks like a W. So if you were to write VV.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Unless you're some sort of evil genius, why are you signing things with just VV?
That's a good point.
Okay. Veronica. Velasquez?
What is it again?
Yes, you pronounced it perfect.
Velasquez. Yes, Velasquez. Okay, yep. Okay. And Veronica then what Velasquez. Is your married name?
Morales.
No. No. Veronica Morales?
We absolutely cannot stand that.
Veronica Morales sounds like somebody who went to the school office to complain one too many times.
Absolutely. And they go, oh, God, Morales is back.
Veronica Morales has yelled the phrase at school authorities, and you people aren't doing anything one too many times. That is a downgrade.
That is a downgrade. 106.5
The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Ah, yes. J Balvin, he is coming to the Golden One Center in just like a couple weeks, I think. Yeah, May 11th. And we've got your tickets, and you can win them right now by playing the game of Talktionary. Uh-oh, Kevin, we just lost one of our contestants.
Oh, no. Why'd she hang up?
I don't know. Kelly, are you there?
I am.
You're not going to believe this, but one of our contestants just hung up.
Oh, no.
I know. If we...
Sean Holt, hang up.
Oh, is that them?
Yes. She said you hung up on her.
No, nobody touched a damn thing. What's her name?
Christy.
All right, Kelly, you're playing with Katie. We're going to put you on hold. I got to deal with this for a second. Christy, are you there?
Hey, I never said you hung up on me. I said we got disconnected.
Oh, Kevin!
Christy, you're supposed to be on my side!
What a little bitch.
I mean, but at the same time, don't throw me under the bus, Kevin.
Yes.
Okay, fine. We're even.
All right, Christy, are you sure you want to play with Kevin anymore?
Wow.
I mean, I don't know. No, it's questionable.
No, we're messy.
No, you know what? I'm going to play.
No! Oh!
Give me your cards.
Wow, Christy, look what you did.
Again, you're throwing her under the bus.
You're a terrible friend.
You did it.
I'm such a gaslighter.
Yeah, you are. Wow, why don't you go out in the hall and mansplain to somebody?
Oh, my God.
All right, Christy, you and I are going to go first. 30 seconds on the clock. Do you know how to play Talktionary?
It's like Pictionary where you just describe what's on the card, right?
Nailed
it.
Nailed it. All right, here we go. 30 seconds starts now. This is the official name for, like, a little wiener dog.
A Dachshund?
Yes!
What?
Oh. Okay, they spin these disgusting little insects.
They spin them?
Yeah, they eight legs, oh. Black widow, what is that?
Spider.
And what do they spin?
A web.
Put them together!
Spider web.
There we go. not in front of you, but...
Behind.
Yes! Okay. We got three.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That is good.
See?
Now you want to be nice.
No, I've always been nice.
Christy, this is how it goes. I'm going to put you on hold. And now let's go back to Kelly, who's done absolutely nothing wrong. Kelly, are you there?
I am.
All right. Patiently waiting. You're playing with Katie. 30 seconds on the clock. J Balvin, tickets on the line. You ready?
Ready.
Hit
Let's
it.
Go.
This is a big animal that beats its chest.
Gorilla.
Yes. This is a bunch of water right outside of New York. Sometimes you can see it from Canada, I think.
Oh, dear. Niagara Falls?
Yes.
Wow.
This is where you keep your money in your purse.
Wallet.
Yes. You're not going to bake something. It's another setting on the oven.
You're going to blow it.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Buzzer. At the buzzer. All right. Kelly, what? That was impressive. You go back on hold. We got to go back to Christy. Christy.
Kelly's got some competition today.
All right. Good, good. Here we go.
I love a little trash talk.
I mean, we need at least one just to stay in the hunt. We can do this, okay?
Yeah.
30 uh-huh. seconds. J Balvin, Golden One Center. Here we go. Starts now. Bambi was one of these.
A deer.
Yes. These are, they slow you down. They're built into the road. They are speed.
Bumps.
Yes. This you lick it and put it on an envelope.
Stamp.
Yes. Oh. This wow. is like an Irish word. The opposite of laddie.
I don't know.
All right, pass. Okay, this is the front and back of your house is you've got the grass. Yeah, that was going to be a hard one, but the word was yardstick.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh. So, all
right, okay, so how many did you get?
Well, I got three.
He got three total, six. So you need two to tie, three to beat him. Got
Math it. Expert. Here we go. Okay. All right, Christy's going on hard on hold. This is suspenseful. Okay, Kelly, are you there?
I am.
Got your work cut out for you. 30 seconds. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
These are our neighbors to the north.
What?
Oh, my
God. The country above us.
Canada.
Yes. Okay. If your pants are too long, you need to make them shorter. You have to go take them to get one. Yes. Very good. This is what you would boil eggs in.
A pot.
Yes. This is something that killed the dinosaurs.
It
comes from space.
An asteroid. An asteroid. Wow. Well, with that,
wow.
Congratulations, though, still. Kelly, you got yourself a pair of tickets to see J Balvin. You ended up with 7 points versus Christy, who got six. Christy, I apologize.
In fairness, yeah, you were treated so badly at the beginning.
What? Yeah. And now for the rest of the day, she's going to be like, if I would have played with Kevin, I wonder if I would have won.
You would have.
But anyway, Kelly, congratulations. Stay on hold. We got to get your information, okay?
Okay.
Have fun at the show. Tag us in all the pictures.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down.
So Easter is behind us, but a situation arose in my house on Easter that caused a lot of controversy. And to find a solution to the controversy in my house, I Googled it and I got even more upset. But the situation was that my sons were referring to the Easter Bunny with the pronoun he.
Okay.
Over and over again. And at some point, my daughter got very upset about this. And she said, the Easter Bunny is a girl. And they were arguing back and forth. And with most kid arguments, I don't listen.
I can't listen to everything you say.
Right.
I just can't.
Yeah. Eventually, they looped me in. And they both were like, the Easter Bunny's a boy, right? And then my daughter was like, Easter Bunny's a girl, Dad. And I didn't have an answer. What do you guys think? Is the Easter Bunny a boy or a girl?
Okay, so...
And I'll tell you what I Googled that made this so much worse.
Okay. So on the surface...
Yeah.
I feel like the Easter Bunny presents as a boy.
Why do you think that?
Just because of the outfit. Often wearing a vest.
It's funny, actually, that you're saying that. Good morning, Lana.
Good morning.
You agree with Katie, right?
You know, for the first time this morning, yes, I do.
Oh!
All right,
listen.
Lana.
It's spicy.
We don't need to have a fight here, okay?
Yes, Lana.
Katie and Lana, what is it about the outfit, though, that makes it boy?
The bow tie.
Yes.
If it was a There's ribbon also- around the ears, I would think, okay, it's a girl. But it's not a ribbon around the ears. It's a ribbon around the neck, which we okay. call a bow tie.
There is a bow tie. And there is usually some sort of smart vest.
Okay.
Hold on. All I'm right. not done.
Okay. All right.
However, on the other side of this coin, and I'm not exactly sure that what I'm saying is right, but I believe the Easter Bunny lays eggs. Am I right?
I don't know if we ever got scientific confirmation.
I thought he just drops them off or something.
Is that what's happening?
He or she just kind of, as Kevin put it, drops them off.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I thought the Easter Bunny was picking them up. See, now I'm confused.
Picking them off.
Story.
Oh, see, now, listen, we've got all our wires crossed on the Easter Bunny lore. But just because Lana and Katie, the Easter Bunny is wearing a bow tie and a smart vest, that does not mean that it is a boy. I refuse to live in this day and age where we define someone's gender by what they're wearing.
That is true.
If we're going by the outfit, that could also mean the Easter Bunny is a wedding DJ.
That is true.
Or a magician.
Right.
So here's what I Googled. Lana, thank you very much for your call. The reason why I Googled something and it made it 10 times worse, while I was in front of my kids who started this whole argument, is the Easter Bunny a boy or girl? I found a poll that was done. Is the Easter Bunny a boy or girl? 32% said male.
Okay.
Only 5% said female.
Okay.
Now, I know what you're saying to yourself. Kevin, you're good at math.
That doesn't add up.
That's not 100%.
Right.
Right. It's not. Because 64 effing percent said neither. Which to me is so much more disturbing than if we just have a genderless being.
Yeah.
It's already bad enough that, like, it's a gigantic bunny. Like, we don't know how big this Easter bunny is.
No.
But it always, again, to use Katie's word, presents as a giant anamorphic creature.
Right.
Which, I don't know if I'm speaking for all kids, scared the hell out of me as a kid. We're fine with Santa. And the reason we're fine with Santa is because Santa's a person. He's a human being.
Right.
But if a, like, 6 to 9 foot bunny comes into our house, I remember as a kid thinking, like, can I hear the hopping? And now 64% of America says it doesn't even have a gender. Listen, I'm as woke as the next guy, but this is nonsense.
Okay, well, I guess couldn't that just be considered non-binary?
Okay.
You put me in a corner. I don't know what the word means.
Doesn't identify as male or female.
That's is that a choice or is that something that, God, you're going to get me canceled talking about the Easter Bunny. Okay. So
I believe many.
Kevin, help me. What does it mean?
I believe many people would say it is not a choice.
Yeah.
It is you simply were born not feeling that you are either male or female. Yeah.
Denoting having or relating to a gender identity that does not conform to traditional binary beliefs.
Yes.
So something other than male or female.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So do we think that the Easter Bunny is that?
I think the Easter Bunny is they.
Yeah.
They, them.
Yes.
All right.
In fairness, also, the Easter Bunny doesn't even have a name.
Right.
So
that's a good point, too. It's just Easter Bunny.
It's just an animal.
Right.
It's just an animal. Now you're going to get PETA upset at us. We're going to get the LGBT community. We've already triggered the red hats. Like, I can't imagine a more controversial topic than this.
Well, and don't tell the Catholics, because they'll be furious.
We have to do something from yesterday. Ricky, are you there?
Hi, I'm sorry, I'm here.
There you are. Hi.
Here I am.
Here you are. Do you know what happened yesterday when you played for $620?
We tied.
You didn't.
You didn't.
You actually won.
What?
Yes. We didn't do the math right. And actually, not a lot of people caught it, but some people did. And it was enough to make us go back and review the tape. You actually won. You beat Katie.
Oh.
So $620, the biggest jackpot we've ever had for Are You Smarter Than Katie, goes out like a dud.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Ricky.
Now, Ricky, we called you earlier and said, hey, just keep your phone on you. We're going to call you. What did you think we were calling you for if you didn't know this?
I mean, I had an idea.
Okay.
But,
didn't want to get your hopes up.
I did not.
Right. Okay. All right.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
And the jackpot has been reset on the game. Are you smarter than Katie? That's all right. It's okay. It's all right. We're playing with Catherine today. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
I love that. This is the energy of somebody that doesn't care that she's only playing for $20. After yesterday's little boo-boo, Katie's going to leave the studio. What'd you say?
I'm a teacher, so anything helps.
Oh, you're a teacher. My wife is a teacher as well. I feel your pain. We'll get to where you teach in a second. Katie's leaving the studio. I got 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready to play?
I am.
All right, here we go. Question 1. Tina Knowles, Beyonce's mom, is promoting a new book, and in it, she opens up about her battle with breast cancer. She said she skipped a mammogram, and she regrets it so much now because she thinks it might have caught it before it became more dangerous. If a tumor is not cancerous, what is that called?
Oh, my gosh. It is...
3 seconds. 3.
Oh, my God.
2. 1. Moving on. Question 2. Big congratulations to Joe Exotic from Tiger King. He's still in prison, but he did marry his boyfriend he met while he was in prison for the murder for hire plot of Miss Carol Baskin. Which is bigger, a lion or tiger?
Tiger.
Question 3. John Cena humorously revealed in a recent interview that he got a hair transplant. He said he was already self-conscious about losing his hair, but when wrestling fans started bullying him about it, he knew he had to do something. Where is hair transplanted from in a hair transplant? The chest, the head, or the legs?
Chest.
Question 4. Rob Lowe and Chris Pratt are friends, and they spent Easter together. A video from their holiday went viral when Rob Lowe dressed up as the Easter Bunny and hid eggs in the yard, but Chris Pratt's kids are heard screaming in terror while watching. It's actually pretty funny. What TV show did the two of them work together on?
Parks and Rec.
What?
Parks and Rec.
Alrighty. And question 3. Remember that viral video of Ben Affleck's kid asking him for $6,000 shoes? Well, Ben was asked about that, and he revealed that he told his son that he could work 1,000 hours at minimum wage to earn enough for those $6,000 shoes. If minimum wage is $16 an hour, is working 1,000 hours more than enough or not enough to earn $6,000?
Way more than enough.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Catherine, where do you work?
I work at Wilson C. Riles Middle School.
A middle school? What do you teach?
English and drama.
Oh, and drama. Fun! That's fun.
Good.
Yeah.
We have our show coming up on May
13th.
What's the show?
She has a show coming up on May 13th.
It's a collection of scenes.
A collection of scenes. That. You know, Katie and I are theater kids.
When I was in middle school...
I've heard you guys talk about it.
When I was in middle school, I played the Invisible Dragon in the show The Invisible Dragon.
And she was great.
No lines, but the lead role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Catherine, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Tina Knowles is promoting a new book, and she opens up about her battle with breast cancer. I don't know. I don't think we knew that she has breast cancer. She says that she's got a message for everybody. Don't skip mammograms. She said she did skip one, and she regrets it now because she thinks that maybe they would have caught it before it got more dangerous. Don't skip your mammograms. Speaking of which,
I need to schedule mine.
If a tumor is not cancerous, what is it called?
Like if it's benign?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Benign. Question two, big congratulations to Joe Exotic from Tiger King.
Oh, God.
Talked about this a little bit yesterday. He got married.
Yeah, again. Can't stop, won't stop.
Which is bigger, a lion or a tiger?
I think a tiger.
You're right.
Lions are kind of like stubby.
I mean, it's close, but tigers are usually bigger.
I feel like lions have like stumpy bodies.
Do they?
Compared to a tiger?
Compared to a tiger.
Yeah.
All athletic.
Well, just long and lean.
Question three, John Cena revealed that he got a hair transplant. And the reason why is because wrestling fans were bullying him. They were like chanting stuff at him about him going bald. And he's like, I was already self-conscious. So like, I was like, aww, I'm going to get a hair transplant. Where's hair transplanted from in a hair transplant? Is it the chest, the head, or the legs?
I guess the chest.
It comes from your head, the side of your head.
They take hair from your head and put it on your head?
From the side of your head and move it to the top of your head.
Huh.
Yeah. Question four, Rob Lowe and Chris Pratt, they're friends. And they spent Easter together, and there's a really funny viral video where Rob Lowe dressed up as the Easter Bunny and then was hiding eggs in the yard of Chris Pratt's house. And in the background, you can hear Chris Pratt's children screaming in terror. What TV show did they work together on?
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec, indeed. Question five, remember that video of Ben Affleck's kid asking for $6,000 sneakers?
I don't remember seeing the video, but I remember hearing about it.
Ben Affleck was asked about that in a recent interview, and he said, I mean, I didn't buy my son those shoes. I encourage my kids to get real jobs. He even said that his older kids do have real jobs, like minimum wage jobs. But he said he told his kid that day that you can work 1,000 hours of minimum wage to earn enough for those $6,000 shoes. If minimum wage is $16 an hour, is working 1,000 hours more than enough or not enough to earn $6,000?
I'm going to say not enough.
It's like three times more than enough.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good news for all the sneakerheads.
Right.
All right, Catherine, are you there?
I am.
Final score. You both got three.
Oh, God.
It's a tie. Ooh. But anyway, congratulations for just being a teacher, for teaching kids about drama.
We love that so much.
It makes a big difference. And what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I'm as smart as Katie.
That's right.
You are.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, it is time for us to play part one of Fun Delivered on The Wake Up Call. This is where we go into the big box of unopened, undelivered packages that never made it to their final destinations. And it's a good time to mention something. We are, for the very first time, going to bring Fun Delivered to you. We're going to be at Cache Creek Casino on May 17th at 7 p.m. And this is a free show. It's one part Fun Delivered, one part Price is Right, all Wake Up Call.
Yeah.
You show up to the theater or wherever we are. We're not quite sure where we're going to be, but we're going to be at Cache Creek. And we're going to be calling people out of the audience by their name. They get to come up on stage and take something from a Fun Delivered box. Really big stuff, by the way. We already went through and picked out all the good, quote-unquote, good-looking stuff.
Yeah, we don't know. We do not know what's in them.
Right.
They look juicy.
They do look juicy.
Yeah.
You get to pick one. You open it on stage, and then we're going to pick the next person, and they can either steal yours or they can open their own. So that's going to be on May 17th at Cache Creek Casino. But right now, we're going to play right here in the studio. Who would like to go first, Kevin or Katie?
Katie can go first.
Oh, okay.
All right.
She always complains.
What?
I don't think she always complains. I don't remember that happening. All right, she's going into the box.
Okay, so this is the box we can use.
Oh. No, you already picked
you
it.
You walked away from the box?
Yeah, you walked away.
You walked away. That's the rule. It's like taking your hand off a chess piece.
It's going to be men's flip-flops, I think.
I can't wait.
What's going on? You thought it was shoot. Kevin, go ahead and go look at it.
I didn't know what it was, and I felt intrigued at first because I was trying to feel what it was, and I could not.
Oh.
And then as I started walking back, I realized I'm pretty sure this is like men's flip-flops.
Hold it up for a second. Let me, it does have the word hike on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm surprised Kevin's holding four boxes.
Okay, that you can't.
Just pick one.
I'm going to do, this is Def for a Pet.
It's got little paw prints all over it.
So I got something that has paw prints and it's Def for a Pet. I got it from my dog Snickers.
And screw Oreo.
Who's that?
Exactly.
Right.
You are the worst dog owner.
No, I'm not. Wow. I can't wait. I hope this is a Furbo.
Because, oh, that would be so cool.
I could feed him anywhere.
Because you wouldn't let me put this back, I hope that these are not either of your sizes.
That's so mean.
Well, I think you're mean.
I've been on a hiking kick, too.
Oh, my God, he has.
He has. When I saw that package said hike on the outside of it, I was shocked you didn't take it.
She took it already.
Well, I took it first.
All right, so we're playing Fun Delivered Part 1. Mine it's some sort of fabric, but it's not clothes. It's way too heavy to be clothes. Ooh. Like, if I hold it up, it's sagging. That's how heavy it is. Well, it was meant to go to LAX. I can see that right on the label. Can you guys see anything on your labels?
Nope.
No. All right.
I just said, it says approved by Maya, and Maya's a beautiful dog.
So. All right. That was part one of Fun Delivered. We're going to take a break, play some music, come back with part two, where we open these on the air. For Fun Delivered.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It is part two of Fun Delivered on The Wake Up Call, where we open unopened, undelivered packages provided by the company Fun Delivered. And we already mentioned this, but we're going to mention it again. We are doing Fun Delivered live on stage at Cache Creek Casino on May 17th at 7 o'clock. This is a free show. It's one part Fun Delivered, one part Price is Right, all Wake Up Call. Please come down on May 17th to Cache Creek. All right, so we went into this box, and Katie picked something that she regretted.
Yeah.
It has the word hike on the outside, and Kevin picked something that had paw prints all over it, and mine is a very generic, large, saggy, heavy bag.
Do you need scissors?
I don't think so.
Okay.
All right, who would like to go first?
I'll just get it out of the way.
All right. You okay.
So first and foremost, it is in a cloth bag.
Good start.
Okay.
Good
start. Reusable. I love that.
Okay. Pulling them out.
Oh. Those.
Are they shoes? Were you right?
They are shoes. They are not flip-flops. Oh, God. They're the shoes that make it feel like you have, like,
no shoe at all. Feet. Yes. But it's not the kind where, like, the toes are individual and rubbery.
No.
Oh.
But the bottom of it does.
They look expensive. What size are those?
Once again, it doesn't say a size.
So one size fits all.
No, definitely not. It's just so strange. We keep getting things that don't have sizes. It just says 43.
Healthy Freedom. Is that the name of the... I think that's the name of the company. So okay. If anybody wants to Google, is Healthy Freedom a good company or not? But you're right, there's no size. There
also,
you go.
Can I tell you something? They have holes in the bottom of them.
For aeration.
Right, but it seems like you can get dirt in your shoes.
Especially on a hike.
Right.
These are all for old people.
Oh, God.
I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, they fit me great.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, they're all yours, buddy.
You don't even go hiking.
Maybe I'll just wear them around the office.
Oh, God.
All right, Kevin, it's your turn.
Okay, let's see.
Man, we're playing Fun Delivered. If you want to see any of this.
I need scissors.
You text in the word fun, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065.
Okay. Here we go. Ooh.
What is it?
I don't know.
Oh, he's throwing the box. What?
What is it?
It's for a dog.
It's a harness.
It's a harness, but this is way too big for my dog.
Let me see.
It's gigantic.
It's holy harness. Size. That's for a bear.
That is a gigantic harness.
That's like
and a really unattractive color.
Kevin, you could wear that.
Okay.
Make it as big as it goes and then try it
no,
on.
No, bitch. I'm Why? Not gonna do that.
Come on.
I'm not a dog. I am a dog.
All right. All right. Well, there we go. Okay, so it's a harness. It's too big. Again, if you want to see any of this, text in FUN, F-U-M, to 916-909-1065. I'm opening mine now. All right. It's so heavy because it's two items.
Okay, wow. Okay, but it is closed.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
What?
They are blue jeans.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh, they're... Oh,
those are cute.
They are... It looks like the kind of blue jeans that you would buy in, like, Europe. And let me know, here's the other pair.
I think they would.
But there's no brand. There's nothing. There's no label. There's not like a little patchy.
They're like a little ripped up.
Where the Levi's thing is.
People are on the no brand movement right now.
Are they?
They are?
Yeah, because of the tariffs.
Now, this one does have a size in it. Now, these are very poor quality. Yikes. I will tell you.
That's
they
why
are
they're ripped.
Medium.
So the pocket inside, it's such bad quality that it's the same sort of thing that you would get like pool toys would come in. Like it's like some sort of like slippy material.
Yeah, these are not created in America.
You know what? I'll tell you what these look like.
What?
These pants look like my daughter's in a dance routine, but she's playing like a bad girl.
Ooh, like she's on the street.
Yeah.
And she needs really flexible jeans. And they're like, oh, girl, I know the best company in China that makes these.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what these look like.
That is. Wow. And she had to get two pairs of the exact same jeans.
Distressed in the exact same places.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of distress down there.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're going to...
You're being a bad girl.
Oh, right.
I don't know who won. I don't know who won this week for Fun Delivered.
I'm going to guess the hiking shoes.
I mean, I'm wearing these hiking shoes and they feel fantastic.
Do they?
They do. They look atrocious.
Can you come over here so I can see you wear
them? Yeah, I want to see what you look like.
I can't see. And I want to see you do a little twinkle toe. Let's see.
Look at him. You're so petite. Yes. Okay, girl. Get it.
Honestly, you do look lighter.
Yeah. You should go hiking.
I'd love to see you scooch around the house in those.
Maybe I'll put these on with the jeans and the harness, and then off we go to Badlands.
That's perfect.
Again, if you want to see any of this, you text in FUN to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
The Wake Up Call.
So Katie has herself a pretty big problem, and it all comes from her backyard. Tell us what's going on.
So I have a new house, and at the new house, there's a brand new pool. And there was stuff in the pool. It was poop. And couldn't figure out what is going on. Well, I finally figured out what it is. It is a turkey.
Oh.
They are very territorial.
Yeah. So I've been trying to chase this turkey out of the yard all week long.
Okay.
And guess what?
What?
It just keeps coming back, but it comes back more aggressively. And then it started dropping eggs out of its mouth.
Wait, what?
Okay, so it's going somewhere, getting eggs, bringing them to the backyard, dropping them. And here's how I know that now I'm in a fight with a turkey, because it does it right in front of the cameras. Like it knows. And it is saying, guess what, bitch? You're not going to beat me. I can be in the pool. It doesn't care. I can be out just in the backyard. It doesn't care. It comes back over and over and over. I was in the pool. It flew up, got onto the fence, flew off of the fence, started walking at me the pool.
So this is a girl turkey.
I think so.
Are we sure it's not laying the eggs in the backyard?
No, because again, she does it right in front of the cameras.
That mama turkey's trying to establish a home in the backyard. She's trying to lay eggs. She's trying to be a good mother.
Oh, she's trying to, really? Because she's throwing her eggs at me.
Well, I don't have an explanation for that part.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, it is traumatizing.
She's throwing them at you?
She flies in, with an egg in her mouth and just drops it. And she does it in the same
Maybe
spot.
Maybe she's trying to tell you, this is what I'm trying to do, Katie.
Yeah, she's trying to be a mother like you.
No.
Kevin, how do you feel? So how do you feel about this?
I feel like you should just let the turkey live there for a bit.
She has
established her territory already.
I will chase her.
Maybe try and not chase her. Maybe try to understand her. Her situation. She's trying to find a sister, Katie. All you have to do is let her live a little, and then you guys will get through your differences like a new roommate.
Now, I will say, as much as I want to side with Kevin, because that's a fair point.
Right.
Turkeys are ugly.
Turkeys are ugly, yeah. And turkeys beget other turkeys.
That is kind of true.
Like, seeing one turkey by itself is pretty rare. So I'm supposed to just let a gaggle start showing up in my backyard? No.
If you know anything about what's happening, text in to 916-909-1065, because this isn't as black and white, I think, as Katie and Kevin want this to be. You want your backyard.
Yeah.
What a NIMBY. Okay?
What?
Not in my backyard. Okay?
Got it.
And then Kevin says, no, this is beautiful. This is a mama trying to be a mama.
Yeah.
The truth is somewhere in the middle. And I don't know, maybe if you, let me throw out a solution.
Okay.
All right. If you're just joining us, Katie's got a turkey in the backyard that's trying to,
my life.
We think lay eggs, but it's also very messy. You like to build things.
Okay.
How about a turkey coop?
Yes.
How about you build a little daycare center for this turkey?
Yeah, okay. That's so nice.
Do I have to capture it?
I don't think so.
No.
So it'll go in the coop.
Well, I think you have to encourage it to.
Yes. And how do I do that?
You maybe get in there yourself.
Okay.
Show the mama turkey how much fun you're having, how cozy you are.
Okay.
I can see you taking a nap in a chicken coop, you know, a big turkey coop. Yeah, I mean... Maybe a whole like you go in there.
Okay, do I have to act like a turkey?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay,
okay. And then you're in there and you just go, oh. If I had eggs, this is where I'd lay them, you know?
Can I tell you what my stepdad told me to do?
What?
He goes, here's what you got to do. You get yourself a box. I'm like, okay, what? Now what?
Good start.
He goes, put the turkey in the box, drive it to a separate location, and let it out.
Do you think you could capture this turkey?
No.
Why not? It's easy.
You've captured turkeys?
I've chased turkeys before. If they're by themselves, they're easy to capture. If they're in a flock, you better run.
I don't know. At our old radio station, turkeys used to prowl the parking lot.
And we heard you scream.
That was because there was five of them. This is only a single. You could take her.
All right. Well, this is an ongoing crisis, so we will be monitoring this. Please let us know what happens.
Oh, I will.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call. Whoop,
whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast. Whoop,
whoop. I recently got pulled over by the cops. And do you, as I tell the story, remember back to when you were a kid and your parents got pulled over while you were in the car? Okay? If it didn't happen to you, consider yourself lucky. Because when I was a kid and it happened to me, like it was like my world was crumbling around
me. It was like, this is it.
It was so dramatic.
Yeah.
Like I remember vividly. Like, I even remember what part of Philadelphia we were in when it happened. And the cop was standing at the door and I'm in the back seat just going like,
And how old do you think you were?
I know. I was 8 years old.
Okay.
Arrest my daddy. And I remember feeling like my dad's going to prison for the rest of my life. I'm going to become just another orphan on the street.
Oh, my God.
I remember also, and I didn't understand this emotion at the time, but the cop was like being like unnecessarily kind of mean to my dad.
Okay.
And there was something like just awful about watching my dad get demasculated by another man, like another man standing there like talking down to my dad in front of me and sobbing.
And the cop wasn't like, it's okay, little buddy.
No.
Oh.
No. So I get pulled over because I'll say it, I was texting.
Okay.
Which is the same thing that my dad got pulled over when I was 8.
No, it was not. He was on a typewriter.
Yeah, on a typewriter. No, I was texting, and I wasn't texting while I was driving, although technically I was. I started a text message at a red light, and then I didn't finish it when the light turned green. I started to go, and I was still texting, and okay. The cop saw me and pulled me over. Is it wrong? Yes, it was. But I'm thinking to myself, like, the inside of the car fills with the police lights, and I immediately went back to when I was 8 years old, sobbing in the back seat. I'm like, oh my God, all three of my kids are in the car with me this time. This is going to be so bad. And I pull over to the side of the road, and the cop starts walking up and is talking to me, and I'm in the zone. And I'm talking to him. You know, my hands are on the, I had all my information ready, and then he's walking back. And it was at that moment I was like, oh my God, the kids. None of them could have given a hot damn.
Really?
None of them. Not a single one. The six-year-old? Nope. Just looking out the window. The eight-year-old? Just like, I don't know what goes through his head. And then even my 13-year-old didn't even look up from his phone. He was playing some game and, like, at one point doesn't look up ever at me or the cop or anything. And he's just like, what'd you get pulled over? And I go, yeah. What were you doing? Texting? And I go, yeah. And my son just goes, you shouldn't have done that. And that was it. That was it.
So, okay. I remember my dad getting pulled over once. And the first thing he said was, everybody be quiet.
And I thought for a second you were going to say, everybody be cool.
No.
Hide this. Swallow it.
Everybody be quiet. Nobody say anything. Okay. And it's like, did you think we were going to, what did you think I was going to do? Hey, copper, right. You stay away from my paw. Okay.
Right. And, help us.
Right. Yeah. Just mouth, I don't know him. So then I remember so vividly my dad's demeanor changing. And I don't want to say he was emasculated, but he was, yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, sir. Like, ultra respectful.
Right. Which is not like, which was out of character for him.
I've never seen him do that before.
Right. So what does it mean that my kids were completely unfazed? Does it mean something about them, or does it mean something about me that I was such a fragile little kid that's how I reacted? Or does it mean that my kids really are disassociated from me emotionally?
I think we grew up being sort of trained to think differently about police. I think we did fear that our parents were going to go to jail.
Yeah.
And I don't know where that came from.
Right.
But like,
maybe the show Cops.
Maybe. Like, I do feel like when we were growing up, if you saw a cop, you were like,
it's an interesting text message that we got in. And I didn't even think about it from this perspective. When I was a kid, my mom cried. My mom cried hysterically when she got pulled over. And I remember it so vividly. And she tells the cop her father just passed away. And the cop felt so bad for her. He let her go. And it's just right now that I realize that I was 7 or 8 and my grandpa passed away when I was 18. She lied to the cop to get out of a ticket.
I think it is worth mentioning why your kid, like, that your kids would have a very different experience if they were minorities.
Oh, absolutely.
And so it absolutely is worth mentioning that, like, part of the idea that your kids weren't phased right is privilege.
Oh, at 100%. Yeah. I recognize that. Absolutely. Yeah. Anyway, though, keep the text messages coming in to 909-1065. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com. facebook.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.